Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of Learn About World Cuisine, the show that takes you on a culinary tour around the world. Today's topic will be nothing but fun facts about the state of Texas in the United States. And we're going to end the program with giving you fun facts about barbecue food. Now, what I want to let you know is I'm going to give you a heads up. I want to do a super barbecue show in the summertime. So we're only going to touch on fun facts about barbecue food, but I have some really fascinating information. So let's get started. The population of Texas in 2023 is over 30 million people. That's a wow. Texas is the second largest state in the entire United States, both in population and land mass. The capital of the state of Texas is Austin. And I have some really fun facts about Austin, Texas in a few minutes. The word Texas comes from an Indian word that translates to friends. Texas is located in the south central part of the United States. Aerospace and biotechnology industries are booming in Texas right now. Now, here is something I found fascinating. Tourism in Texas, in the state of Texas, is over $70 billion per year. Wow. That's a massive tourist industry. Texas gets a couple hundred million visitors each year that visit the entire state of Texas. Texas was the 28th state in the United States. Texas became a state in December of 1845. Texas is the second biggest state in the entire United States in regards to land mass. It is right behind Alaska. The average life expectancy for a person living in Texas is 78 and a half years old. Now, we all know that Texas is well known for its barbecue, and we're going to talk about barbecue in a few minutes. And the people that introduced barbecue to the state of Texas were the Czechoslovakian people that moved there. And you're going to find out that the Czechs represent in Texas. There are a large contingent of Czechoslovakian people in Texas. And smoking meat started to become popular in Texas all the way back in the 1860s. And when we touch on barbecue, you're going to find out a fascinating fact about barbecue that archaeologists have discovered evidence that there was barbecue all the way back in the Stone Age. And we're going to talk about barbecue in a few minutes, but I was just blown away that barbecue has been around since the Stone Age. The first frozen margarita machine was invented in Texas, and here's what happened. Somebody went into a 7-Eleven, and they saw a Slurpee machine, and they said, wouldn't it be fun to get a Slurpee machine that can make margaritas? And that is how the frozen margarita machine was invented. And if you're wondering what year was the frozen margarita machine invented, it was invented in Texas in 1971. Around 7 million people living in Texas fluently speak Spanish, but 70% of the population of Texas use English at home. So they speak English 70%, but there are a lot of people in Texas that fluently speak Spanish. Half of the population of Texas is Protestant, And the next most popular religion in the state of Texas is Catholicism. The state bird in Texas is the Northern Mockingbird. We all know about the NBA has three teams in Texas, and the San Antonio Spurs have won five NBA championships. And as we go along in this episode, you're going to learn that Texas has a ton of people, or has a ton of teams in major sports. So professional sports, Texas is very strongly represented. The first official Major League Baseball team in Texas is the Texas Rangers, and they started in 1972. In 1900, here's a fascinating, I want everyone to stay with me because this is a detailed fun fact. In 1909, in order to settle a land dispute, former President William Howard Taft agreed to go into Mexico, okay? And because he agreed to go into Mexico, he was getting a lot of death threats, okay? So we're going to talk about the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers are a law enforcement entity that is in Texas. So the Texas Rangers are a law enforcement entity that have jurisdiction over the entire state of Texas. So what they did when William Howard Taft wanted to go into Mexico, they said, listen, let's have the Texas Rangers come in and help protect him. So the Texas Rangers, which is a law enforcement entity that jurisdiction is the state of Texas, helped President William Howard Taft go into Mexico to settle a land dispute. And lo and behold, they spotted a potential assassin with a gun who was about to blow William Howard Taft away, and the Texas Rangers helped prevent that assassination, potential assassination. So I was fascinated. That's a pretty interesting story. But we're going to go on. We're going to talk about the Texas Rangers a few times in this episode, but I want to start off by telling you the Texas Rangers are a law enforcement agency, and their jurisdiction is the entire state of Texas. The earliest record of Texas existing dates back to the year 1519. The Native Americans, though, have lived in Texas since prehistoric times. Texas has been claimed by three foreign countries. I thought that was interesting. So Mexico has claimed Texas. France and Spain have all claimed Texas. Dr. Pepper, the famous soda in America, if you're listening outside the country, we have a large listening audience outside of the United States. But if you're a fan of Dr. Pepper, it's a soda in the United States. That was invented in Waco, Texas, all the way back in 1885. If you're also listening to this show in America, you will be familiar with the cartoon Bugs Bunny. And the popular line in the cartoon Bugs Bunny is, "What's up, Doc?" And that line was created because the writer grew up in Avery, Texas, and that is what he heard during his youth. A lot of people were saying, "What's up, Doc?" So when he wrote Bugs Bunny, he said, hey, I'm going to add that line, and that became Bugs Bunny, the cartoon's most famous catchphrase. What's up, Doc? The GDP for just the state of Texas. Now, this is a fascinating thing to me. The GDP for just the state of Texas is an unbelievable $1.8 trillion with a T, dollars. Wow. The hospitality industry in the state of Texas employs over 1 million people. The state of Texas has its very own power grid. Now, that I found this interesting. So the power grid in Texas is separate from the power grid of the United States. So Texas has its own power grid that is controlled by them, which is separate from the United States. January is the coldest month of the year for Texas, and the summertime in Texas is basically from June to September. The state of Texas is one of the top states, as we mentioned earlier, for Czechoslovakian Americans. And the Czechoslovakian Americans have played a prominent role in Texas since all the way back in the 1850s. So the Czechs are very well represented in Texas. Austin, Texas is the world's music capital. And that is because there are more live music venues per capita in Austin, Texas than anywhere else in the world. And Austin, Texas is where a lot of prominent people are starting to move. So I found that fascinating. Most of the live music venues in Austin, Texas cover every type of music you can think of. So every type of musical taste is covered in Austin, Texas with a live venue. And the live venues in Austin, Texas are open 7 days a week. So if you're looking to listen to live music, Austin, Texas is the best spot in the world. Due to all the live venues. There are 60 billionaires with a B that live in Texas. And probably the most famous one, and my American audience knows what I'm talking about. The people that live outside of America might not know. But Mark Cuban is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's probably the most famous billionaire in Texas. The minimum wage in the state of Texas is $7.25 an hour. That's lower than a lot of places in the United States. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is only the third governor to be permanently in a wheelchair. Now, I don't want to dwell on, you know, sad stuff, but it's interesting that he became disabled because he had an oak tree fall on him while he was jogging. And that paralyzed him for life. Wow. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is a very successful governor, he's been there for many, many years as governor. He is only the third permanently disabled person to be governor. And what happened to him was he was jogging and he had an oak tree fall on him. So you never know what can happen. It's a shame. Former President George W. Bush was the 46th governor in the state of Texas. There are very strict rules in regards to selling alcohol in Texas. So alcohol in Texas can be sold from 7 a.m. to midnight on weekdays. On Saturdays, you can sell alcohol from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. And on Sundays, you can sell alcohol from 12 noon to 12 midnight. So Texas has very strict rules on the time of day you are allowed to sell alcohol. Every last Friday in September in the state of Texas is their huge state fair. And people consider it one of the best state fairs in the country. And that tradition of the state fair in Texas goes all the way back to the year 1886. The highest posted speed limit in the entire country of America is in Texas, and it's an 85 mile per hour speed limit, and that's in a section of Texas. The reason that Texas is known as the Lone Star State is because its flag has a singular star. So the state flag of Texas has a singular star. Before it joined the United States, Texas was an independent republic. Texas gained its independence by winning a war with Mexico, and that war was called the Texas Revolution. A pivotal battle in the Texas Revolution happened in a place that I'm sure a lot of people have heard of, even around the world, because there are movies that focus on this. It's called the Alamo. And at the Alamo, it was a pivotal battle in the Texas Revolution. It happened in the Alamo. And if you're listening outside the United States, you probably have heard of the Alamo, because a lot of movies mention the Alamo. So the pivotal battle in the Texas Revolution was fought at the Alamo. The Texas Gulf Coast is home to a lot of very pristine beaches. So if you're a beach lover, the Texas Gulf Coast is for you. Texas is a major producer of oil and gas, as we probably know. If you're listening in America, you probably think of Texas and associate it with oil, the oil industry. So the oil industry is a major component in the economy of Texas. One of the busiest ports in the entire United States is the port of Houston, Texas. West Texas is one of the highest oil-producing regions in the entire world. Texas is also known for their agriculture, and that plays a very prominent role in their economy. And as we said, it's $1.8 trillion. The cattle industry plays a major component in the economy of Texas. Keep in mind, if you're listening for the food, we are going to give you some fun facts about barbecue food in just a few short minutes. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is the fourth largest metropolitan area in the entire United States. The largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. And I found out that Houston is the fourth largest city in the entire United States. And we talked about the Alamo earlier. Major battle in the Texas Revolution was fought at the Alamo. And that is located in San Antonio, Texas. And you might be surprised to learn that San Antonio, Texas is known for its Riverwalk, which is a very vibrant scene of restaurants and shops, but it's on along the river. The University of Texas in Austin is one of the largest universities in the entire United States. How about that? Texas A&M is also one of the largest universities in the entire state. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is one of the largest rodeos in the entire world. And as I mentioned earlier, the state fair in Texas has been going on since the mid-1800s. And the state fair in Texas is held in Dallas. And it is one of the largest state fairs in the entire United States. If you're listening to this episode outside of the United States, keep in mind a large majority of my audience is listening around the world. So our audience, we do have a fair share of an American audience, but our major audience is around the world. So if you're wondering what a state fair is, it's basically a celebration with food and, you know, and games and rides. The Texas Longhorns and the Texas A&M Aggies have a very long-standing football rivalry. The state capital in Texas is Austin, and it is the largest state capitol building in the entire United States. The Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, is the main place for human spaceflight training and research for NASA. The Texas Medical Center, located in Houston, is the largest medical complex in the entire world. The Houston Museum of Natural Science is one of the most visited museums in the entire United States. If you're planning on taking a trip to San Antonio, Texas, the San Antonio Riverwalk is filled with shops and restaurants, and that is one of the most popular tourist attractions in the entire state of Texas. We talked earlier, the Texas Rangers are a law enforcement agency that has jurisdiction over the entire state of Texas. Okay? I just wanted to remind you, the Rio Grande River is the longest river in Texas, and that goes across the border between Texas and Mexico. If you are a wine lover, the Texas Wine Trail is home to over 50 wineries, and some people say that Texas is one of the best destinations for wine lovers. If you're listening outside the United States, Texas has a very long history of rodeo and cowboy culture. The Dallas Art District is one of the largest art districts in the entire United States. There are tons of museums in the Dallas Art District. Fort Worth, Texas has a cultural district where several world-class museums. So Fort Worth, Texas has some world-class museums. The Dallas Cowboys NFL team have won 5 Super Bowls, although they haven't won in a very long time. The George Bush Presidential Library is located on the campus of Southern Methodist University in Dallas. The Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas is one of the most popular NASCAR racetracks in the entire country. One of the largest Renaissance festivals in America is held in Texas. Right behind California, Texas has the largest population of any state in the United States. Texas is so big that it is equivalent to 75% of the entire population of the country of Canada. How about that? Our good friends in Canada. Big week last week for the show in Canada. If you're listening in Canada, go to my podcast platform. I have done a few shows about different areas of Canada. Some people consider Texas as its own entity, but there are a lot of traits from Texas that are equivalent to a southern state. I mentioned this earlier, but Texas is a great spot for wine lovers. And Texas is the 5th largest producer of wine in the entire United States. Although many people consider Texas a conservative state, Texas actually has a long history of being liberal. Texas has more gun owners than any other state in the United States. There are over 1 million registered gun owners in the state of Texas. Texas has more deer than any other state in the United States. Lavender is becoming popular in Texas, and there are a lot of lavender fields where they grow lavender in the state of Texas. If you like to take road trips, there are 79,000 miles of road in the state of Texas. Wow. So you can crisscross the state of Texas and have a wonderful road trip. The popular phrase, Houston, we have a problem. Now, in the United States, there's a popular phrase where people say, Houston, we have a problem. And that is from communication between the Apollo 13 and the control center in Houston, Texas. So that's a very popular phrase in the United States, and that is where that comes from. Amarillo, Texas, has the world's largest helium supply, and they are considered the helium capital of the entire world. A very small percentage of the state of Texas is desert, about 10%. Texas has more tornado. We're already 25 minutes into the show. I'm going to get to the food in just a few minutes. But I'm starting to stumble here because it's the facts about Texas are so much. There are so many fun facts about Texas, but we are already at the 25-minute mark. Texas has more tornadoes than any other state in the United States. Now, here's something that I find very fascinating. And if you go to your favorite podcast platform, I've already done an entire show about the state of California, and this baffled me about California too. But if Texas were its own country, it would have the 10th largest economy in the entire world. Wow. And if Texas were its own country, it would be the 39th largest country in the entire world. Now, keep in mind, it's fascinating when you realize that Texas and California are two states within the United States. If Texas were a country, it would be the 39th largest country in the entire world with the 10th largest economy in the entire world. And the reason I'm talking about California is when you listen to my California show, California has similar numbers. And they are both states within the United States. If they were countries, they would be in the top countries in the entire world. But they are not. They are states located in the United States. As we mentioned earlier, Austin, Texas. Some people consider the music capital of the world. So here are a couple famous musicians that are from Texas. Keep in mind, there are so many famous musicians and bands that I'm just going to name a few, but the list is very long. So here are the musicians that are from Texas. Beyonce, Selena Gomez, Kelly Clarkson, Willie Nelson, and George Strait are just a few. Former presidents Dwight Eisenhower and Lyndon Johnson were both born in Texas. One of the most famous moments in history, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, happened in Dallas, Texas, in 1963. It was a devastating event. It was a very sad event, and that happened in Dallas, Texas, in 1963. American Airlines has its world headquarters in Texas. The first oil well, because everyone kind of ties Texas into oil. The first oil well ever drilled in Texas was in 1901, but in 1931, they found oil, and it is the biggest oil field in the southern part of America, and that is called the East Texas Oil Field. Texas played a major role during World War II in regards to military hospitals and bases. In 1990, the first female governor of Texas was Ann Richards, and she was elected in 1990. All right, I'm going to thank everyone. You did a great job. We're already 29 minutes into the show, and I think we covered every fun fact you can cover about the state of Texas. So I want to just say this up front. I want to do a huge barbecue show during the summertime, so I'm going to give you really fun facts about barbecue for the rest of the show, but keep in mind, I'm holding back because I want to do a massive barbecue show during the summer. Barbecue dates all the way back to the 1800s. But here's the interesting fact, as I said earlier. Archaeologists have proof that they were barbecuing back in the Stone Age. How about that? So the archaeologists have discovered evidence of barbecue back in the Stone Age. The first time barbecue was written down in anything documented was in the year 1733. And that is when the author of a diary wrote that he attended a barbecue. And that was all the way back in 1733. But like I said, archaeologists have proof that there was barbecue back in the Stone Age. And one of the first people to document attending a barbecue was George Washington, the first president of the United States. He wrote all the way back in the 1700s that he attended a barbecue. Before the Civil War, Southerners ate 5 pounds of pork to every 1 pound of meat. So at one time, pork was a big deal. And that was because pigs were easier to catch and handle than cattle. Now, here's something I'm going to actually go off script here. There's a famous barbecue restaurant called Austin Franklin Barbecue. And the lines at Austin Franklin Barbecue are long. You would have to wait an hour to 2 hours just to get their barbecue. But the first person ever to skip line was former President Barack Obama. And that is because, obviously, he was the President of the United States. But to his credit, he bought lunch for the entire line. So he felt so bad because of his stature as president, they allowed him to skip the line and go ahead of everybody. So he felt so bad about it, he actually paid for the people that he butted in front of. He paid for their lunch. Barbecue and politics in the United States have always been intertwined. So politicians have been using barbecue in their campaigns and everything else since all the way back in the 1800s. In fact, the 7th president of the United States was Andrew Jackson. And his presidential run had a barbecue tie-in. And it is interesting to me that barbecue has always been intertwined in politics. Like if you look in the United States presidential elections, they always are attending barbecues. Barbecue plays a major role in American politics. In fact, Lyndon Johnson, the former president of the United States, is said to have been the president that used barbecue as a political tactic the most. And that is because Lyndon Johnson had heads of state over, and he would cook them barbecue. And he was the one, they say, used barbecue as a political tool the most as far as presidents of the United States. Now, here's a fun fact. Legendary singer Smokey Robinson has requested in his contract to have barbecue wings for his dancers and other people in his that he employs. So there have been times when the legendary singer Smokey Robinson has asked the people that hire him to supply barbecue wings for his staff. Some of you might not know this, but I was fascinated to learn that McDonald's, which is a worldwide corporation, they started as a barbecue restaurant in the 1940s, and it was called McDonald's Barbecue. I was surprised. I think I learned that years ago, but it is interesting that McDonald's, the famous restaurant worldwide, we've done an episode about McDonald's if you want to know some fun facts about McDonald's. I have an entire episode on the podcast platform. The guy who wrote the book 100 Best Barbecue Places in the United States ate at 365 barbecue restaurants. But here's the fun fact. He lost weight. So this guy wrote a book. He went out and he tried out 365 barbecue restaurants, and he actually lost weight. There is a barbecue competition where the judges are not allowed to lick their fingers, and they have to wipe down their fingers with wet wipes. The famous boxer Evander Holyfield came out with a barbecue sauce. In 1964, a barbecue restaurant... Oh, here, let me... Here's one of the fun facts of the entire show. In 1964, a barbecue restaurant owner of a very popular barbecue place called the Memphis Rendezvous tried to kick the Rolling Stones, the famous rock band, out of his restaurant because he didn't like the looks. They were really raggedy looking. So the barbecue owner of Memphis Rendezvous, which is was a famous barbecue spot back in 1964, he tried to kick the Rolling Stones out of his restaurant because they were raggedy looking. He didn't like the way they looked. And to their credit, the Rolling Stones became regulars at the restaurant after that incident. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Kansas City barbecue. Oh, and you're going to find out that the owner of the Memphis Rendezvous, you're going to find out a really fun fact about him, and we're going to talk about him in a few minutes. Kansas City barbecue in San Diego might look familiar to our friends in San Diego, and that is because it was featured a few times in the movie Top Gun. Singer Justin Timberlake, I didn't know this. Did you know that the singer Justin Timberlake owns a barbecue restaurant? And singer Bobby Brown has a line of barbecue sauces. I didn't know that. There was a famous barbecue bandit who made off with thousands of dollars worth of meat in San Antonio, Texas. How about this? There's a guy who ate 35 barbecue brisket sandwiches in under 10 minutes. Can you imagine eating 35 barbecue brisket sandwiches in less than 10 minutes? All right, let's get back to the fun fact about our friend. He was the owner of the very popular spot called the Memphis Rendezvous. It was a barbecue restaurant called the Memphis Rendezvous. He's the guy that tried to kick the Rolling Stones out of his restaurant. Well, a fun fact about that gentleman is that he is credited with inventing dry rub seasoning. How about that? So the guy who owned the Memphis Rendezvous restaurant tried to kick the Rolling Stones out because he didn't like the looks of them. He is credited for inventing barbecue dry rub seasoning. The highest number of barbecue restaurants in the entire United States is located in Texas. The topic of barbecue made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, this I want to talk about this. The subject of barbecue made it all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States in 1914. And that is because a person was fired from his job because he took 2 days off because he had to cook some barbecue. That case made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. They tossed it back to the states, and the guy ended up winning the case, and people credited it to the judge liking barbecue. That's a pretty funny story. There is legitimately a place called the Church of Bacon. Did you know that? The Church of Bacon actually exists. And they ended up buying a 10-bedroom house from the famous magician, Penn Jillette. What? Wow. Lexington, North Carolina considers themselves the barbecue capital of the world. And every year they get over 200,000 visitors to their annual barbecue festival. First President of the United States, George Washington, mentioned attending a barbecue all the way back in 1769. And as I said two times earlier, archaeologists have found physical evidence of barbecue existing all the way back in the Stone Age. 20 million grills were sold in the year 2020, and I'm going to touch on this in a few minutes, but I want to talk about it now. More people bought grills because of the pandemic. So during the pandemic, the grill sales of grills, barbecue grills, went up. An estimated 100 million grills were in American households in the year 2020. That's an estimated 100 million grills were in American households in the year 2020. Hawaii was recognized as being the state that grills the most in the United States. I wrote down some fun statistics. All right. The most famous thing to grill in the state of Pennsylvania is hot dogs. The most popular thing to grill in the state of New Jersey is hamburgers. Hamburgers is also the most popular thing to grill in the state of Texas. But California and Tennessee were the only two states that listed steak as their favorite meat to grill. The respondents in Montana, 99% of them said that they like to grill hamburgers. 99. So almost everybody they surveyed in Montana said that they liked to grill hamburgers. And as I mentioned, I think this is important, though. The sale of barbecue grills increased during the pandemic. Gas is the most popular grill type. Barbecue started in the islands of the Caribbean. And one of the first people to experience barbecue, like I said, barbecue's been around since the Stone Age. But one of the first people to experience barbecue was Christopher Columbus. And that's because the people in the Caribbean islands, the Native Americans, were grilling. And Christopher Columbus was one of the first people in the New World to experience barbecue. Grilling vegetables is considered healthier due to the less need for butter. All right. The biggest barbecue in history was held in Uruguay. Now, some people are going to tell you that Mexico had a barbecue with over 42,000 people. I think the biggest barbecue was held in Uruguay. The majority of people who are the main barbecue grillers in their household are men. Only one-third of the people who said they grill were women. May 16th is National Barbecue Day. We're going to end this show with a fun fact. Charcoal briquettes were invented in 1897, but Henry Ford, the famous automobile industry tycoon, was the first person to sell charcoal briquettes commercially. And I want to recommend that you Google that story. That story is fascinating. I saw it on the History Channel, and it blew me away. That is a fascinating story, how charcoal briquettes were invented. I can't even say the word. Charcoal, I'm going to say, was invented in 1897, but Henry Ford, the famous automobile tycoon, I love the word tycoon, by the way, he was the one who made it commercial. And it's a fascinating story. I saw it on the History Channel. I recommend that you guys go to the History Channel app and see if you can find that episode. It is a fascinating story how charcoal was commercialized by Henry Ford. Keep in mind, I'm not giving everything in regards to barbecue. I just wanted to touch on fun facts about barbecue because we were doing a Texas show. I am planning in the summertime to do a mega extravaganza barbecue show. So today I think we gave you some fun facts about barbecue. But in the summertime I'm planning to do a mega episode about barbecue. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I'm not going to give a long-winded speech in promotion of the show, but I'm going to tell you that the show is done for fun. This is not a political show. I enjoy learning things about different areas around the world, so I decided to do a podcast. And I think a lot of people out there, as I can see in my download numbers, enjoy hearing fun facts about different areas around the world and different cuisines. So I decided, why don't I share my knowledge from the research I do and do a podcast. The podcast is totally done for fun. We have had communication through my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com. There is a form on the front of the website, and you can communicate with me. We had some great people communicating with me over the last week. I had a lady that I've done research, and I answered her question. So all you got to do is go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, PHILLY, RestaurantReviews.com. And I have a form on the front page, and you can contact me through there. We've had a lot of great people contacting me through my website, so I encourage you to do so. As soon as you contact me through the website, I get the question with or the question or comment within seconds. So I encourage you to do that. Keep in mind the show is done for fun. There's no money. I don't care about money. I do it for fun. I was doing research on different areas around the world, and I said, let's make it a podcast. So that's why I do the podcast. It's not a political show. It's not, you know, this show is just totally for fun. I'm having fun. According to the comments I'm getting on my website, a lot of you are having fun learning new things about different areas around the world. So please go to your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, or hundreds of other podcast websites and apps, and subscribe to the show. This is show number 189, okay? So if you subscribe to the show, you'll get a text message that will inform you when a new show is released. So I want to encourage everyone to go to your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to the show, and that way you'll never miss an episode. If you like learning about new things, I have 189 episodes on your favorite podcast platform. So go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and subscribe to the show. I recommend that everyone goes to my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, and click on the link, because I don't like looking for shows. If you go to my website, I got all the link that'll take you to all my shows. Also, you can make comments and suggestions through my website. I just had a few people asking me questions. I took the time out of my day, and I researched the questions that they were asking, and I gave them answers. I had one person that was ecstatic because they could not find an answer to a question that they asked me, and I found it within minutes. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Keep in mind, I've done a show about California. So we covered the great state of Texas today. I want to say hello to all our friends in Texas. I'm sure a lot of you are going to listen to this episode. We have listeners from all over the world. In fact, the majority of the audience for this show is around the world. It's international. The United States, we do well, but we don't do as well as we do in other areas of the world. That's why if you hear the show, I had someone complain that I reiterate stuff. That's because I have an international listening audience, and I like to make sure they understand what I'm talking about. Most of my listeners, keep in mind, are international, not local. So, all right, I want to thank everyone for joining me. Go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com and click on the link to 189 more episodes. What I do is I take different parts of the world, and I give you fun facts about the location first, and then we talk about the cuisine. If you're only interested in learning about the food, just fast forward. It's a podcast. You can fast forward. I had someone complaining, oh, I have to sit through to locate. No, you don't. It's a podcast. Just fast forward, and you can get to the end of the show. The show is not done for money. The show is done totally for fun. This is just us, me and my audience, having a fun time learning about different areas of the world and the food associated with the area. So please be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want to tell you again, as I do every week, if it's Thursday morning, it's time to check your favorite podcast platform or my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, for the latest episode of Learn About World Cuisine. I will talk to everyone next Thursday.